And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
Tonight we're talking about heart attacks, and we're talking about actually intervention to prevent heart attacks. We have one of those wonderful experts from the SAN online, Dr. Peter Illies, who is an interventional cardiologist at the SAN. Doctor, good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me on tonight.
The number of heart attacks we have in this country, I think the latest figure we saw was something like 55,000 a year. Can that be true?
Yes, I think they're heart disease and heart attacks are still one of the major killers in Australia and in the Western world, and probably kill more than most of the cancers and road accidents put together. So it's a very serious problem still.
When we put that number to it, I mean, that would include everything from the most extreme to the most minor of heart attacks, I presume.
Yeah. So they don't, not all heart attacks kill everyone. So some are minor. Some present with sudden death, so patients don't get to hospital. Those that do generally pull through or have a better outcome.
We're going to talk about pacemakers tonight. I recently spent some time on a television program in the African jungle with a former Olympian by the name of Lisa Curry-Kenny. And she has above her left breast what basically seems to me, as she explained it, a charger that goes bang and gives her a jolt every now and then to keep her heart in good shape. Is that what we're talking here when you talk pacemaker?
Yeah, look, that's a defibrillator. So she's got a defibrillator which would cut in if she had a life-threatening arrhythmia. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a little pacemaker, which it's there to control slow heart rates and stimulate the heart muscle with a little electrical impulse.
How small?
The latest little pacemaker is a leadless pacemaker, and it's 0.8 cc, so less than a mil in volume. So it's probably the size of a bean, or a little bit larger than a bean.
Wow.
Tiny.
That's incredible. And this is to deal with atrial or atrial fibrillation, is it?
Well, look, atrial fibrillation is an arrhythmia affecting the top chambers of the heart. So it's a rapid arrhythmia. And the hallmark of this is the heartbeat becomes very regular. And sometimes it's very, very slow. And sometimes it can go very fast. So the pacemaker is there to treat the heartbeats when they go very slow, but they can't treat very fast heartbeats. So we use medication to slow the heart down and the pacemaker to prevent it going too slow. So it's a sort of two-pronged attack for atrial fibrillation.
Where do you place these little devices?
So this little pacemaker is placed directly into the right ventricle.
So in the heart itself?
In the heart itself. And we get it to the heart through a catheter from the right leg, mm-hmm. through the vein, and there are no leads, there's no bump on the chest wall, so it's a very, cosmetically, a very a favourable little device.
So non-intrusive?
Well, it is intrusive because we place the catheter in through a vein, but it's all keyhole surgery.
And once it's there, how does that actually operate? And does it need batteries? How does it recharge itself? How does that work?
Well, the remarkable technology is it's got a little battery in it, and it will last approximately 14 years.
Wow.
We can't take it out or recharge it at this stage. The next generation, perhaps that will be a reality. But at the moment, it's unnecessary, I think. It's 14 years for a tiny little device. If the battery runs out, then we just put another one next to it.
And if your heart rate slows, yes. This gives it a boost, does it?
Yes.
And is it like an electric charge? Would you feel it as the patient?
You won't feel it at all because it's a very small charge that would be that would just cause the heart to beat, but you wouldn't feel it. If you had it on your finger, you'd be unaware of it.
So this must be the next generation of the device I described, I think, that what Lisa had. I mean, she's obviously got one that's been developed earlier, and this is the next generation by the sound of it.
Well, this is useful for pacemakers, but defibrillators are very different, and it'll be a while before we have a defibrillator that we put directly in the heart by virtue of the fact that defibrillators need capacitors and they're much bigger to give a shock to revert someone's life-threatening arrhythmia. They're much bigger devices, and for the foreseeable future, the capacitors probably can't be reduced in size. So this is mainly for pacing the heart, so slow heartbeats. This is the next generation, definitely.
So with these little fellas, how many of these would you do? Have you done a number? And are the patients that have received them reporting back to you that it's working perfectly?
Look, this is very new technology. So there have only been about 100 worldwide of these new little pacemakers. So this is very new technology in Australia, but it's very straightforward to implant. And the patients we've done have been, they have done extremely well. Most pacemaker implants would stay a day or two in hospital. These can go home the same day, generally. And so it makes the care of the device and patients have no post-operative pain. So it's a very, I think, a very exciting new era for pacemakers.
Incredible stuff. I just can't believe the technology as it gets more and more advanced, particularly when you're dealing with people from the sand. Dr. Peter Illies, thank you very much for talking to us tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Thanks.